Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. You know that feeling when you're cruising along, feeling unstoppable, like you've got this whole life thing figured out? Then bam. Life throws a curveball, right? A setback, an obstacle, maybe even a full-blown roadblock. Suddenly, your motivation is MIA, and those goals you were so laser-focused on, well, they seem to be fading into the distance. But here's the thing. Setbacks are inevitable. They're part of the journey, like annoying pop-up ads on your favorite website, annoying but ultimately not gonna stop the show. The real question isn't whether you'll hit bumps in the road, it's how you handle those bumps. How do you get back up, dust yourself off, and keep moving towards that finish line? That's what we're diving into today. Staying focused on your goals despite those inevitable setbacks. Because let's face it, life is a marathon, not a sprint. And in a marathon, the people who win aren't necessarily the fastest, they're the ones with the most grit, resilience, and a darn good plan B. So, here are 5 key takeaways to keep you on track even when life throws its best or worst punches. 1. Reframe your perspective. Ever notice how your outlook can totally change things? When you hit a setback, it's easy to spiral into negativity. But what if you flip the script? What if instead of seeing this as a failure, you saw it as an opportunity for growth and learning? Think about it like this. Every obstacle is a chance to test your limits, discover hidden strengths, and come out stronger on the other side. 2. Break it down. You know those epic goals that seem insurmountable? Yeah, those can be pretty daunting. But here's the secret weapon: break them down into smaller, more manageable steps. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. Each level conquered brings you closer to the ultimate victory. Celebrate those small wins along the way and watch your confidence soar. 3. Don't be afraid to pivot. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, things don't go as planned. That's okay. It doesn't mean you're a failure, it just means it might be time to adjust your course. Remember that old saying. If at first you don't succeed, try again, but maybe with slightly different tactics. Be flexible, be open to new possibilities, and don't let a little detour derail your whole journey. 4. Surround yourself with support. You know what they say, it takes a village. Having a strong support system can make all the difference when things get tough. Talk to friends, family, mentors, or even join a community of like-minded individuals who are working towards similar goals. Sharing your struggles and celebrating your wins together can keep you motivated and accountable. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one's huge. Be kind to yourself, even when things get messy. You're human, and humans make mistakes. It's not about avoiding setbacks altogether, it's about how you respond to them. Give yourself permission to feel your emotions, learn from the experience, and then dust yourself off and keep going. Think about that time you really wanted to learn a new skill, like playing the guitar or coding. Maybe you started out strong practicing every day, but then life got in the way of work deadlines, family commitments, Netflix binges, you name it. You probably felt discouraged, maybe even gave up for a while. But what if you kept that dream alive? What if you found small pockets of time to practice again, or joined a beginner's class to reignite your passion? That's the power of resilience, the ability to pick yourself back up and keep moving forward, even when things get tough. So let me ask you this. What are some goals you've set for yourself that might need a little extra focus right now? How can you apply these takeaways to stay on track? Remember, setbacks aren't the end of the story, they're just chapters in your journey. Keep going, keep learning, and never stop chasing those dreams. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode in the comments below, or tag me on social media using #mindtraining. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. It helps others find their way here too. Until next time, keep training that mind and stay focused.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.